And welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition, helping the Arizona homeowner with just about every question. And Rosie, we've mentioned this a million times before, but we get, it seems like, a million questions through the internet machine. And that's when we came up with the most asked question of the week. Our guru of the internet, Jen Gura.
That's right. That's right.
Does the counting for us. And this week's question is really interesting, especially if you have a pool. The pros and cons of a cool deck versus an acrylic pool deck versus pavers.
Uh-huh. The reason that's the most asked question is because the heat we've had the last 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And then people are trying to walk out there by the pool barefooted.
Yeah. Ow! Yikes!
And we did a study about 15 years ago of the various different deck surfaces. And we started with cool deck, and we threw about a half a dozen different pavers out there, and the acrylic stones and some natural flagstone, as well as some Trex material and some redwood. We threw it all out there under the sun and shot it with a thermometer gun. And flagstone and some of the darker pavers were exceeding 135 degrees.
Ouch. Oh, just thinking about that, hurting my foot right now.
As handsome as flagstone is, yes, for that southwest look, there's a price to pay for it. One, it's going to be chipping all the time.
That was my point. I had a flagstone in the backyard.
You're sweeping it constantly.
Yeah. Ended up sweeping most of it away.
But yeah, eventually you do, layer by layer, right?
Exactly.
So the color, I think, in my mind, is the most critical consideration. And I would eliminate anything on the darker spectrum. You are going to create a heat sink in your backyard. So I'm a big fan of any of the concrete pavers that are lighter in color. There are actually some that are air entrained. There are some, I'll mention a brand name in particular, Ancient Stone. And there, it's an air-entrained concrete that never reaches ambient temperature. So when it's 115 degrees outside, it's about your body temperature. You're not going to perceive, barefooted, that that's a hotter surface than a concrete sidewalk.
Wow.
Or definitely a dark paver.
Yeah.
So those are the considerations I would make. Cool deck. Boy, you could make Cool Deck look good forever. I mean, you can reseal it, you can repaint it, you can put the new white cap expansion strips in it. But no matter what you do with it, it's Cool Deck.
It's Cool Deck.
And man, that was really popular when it came out in the 60s and 70s, and it just shouts Cool Deck.
Cool Deck, yeah.
But it accomplished a tremendous function of giving you a surface you actually could walk on barefooted. So it got the industry rolling that way. The acrylic products, I really like them. They tend to hold up a little bit longer than the cool deck, and you have a much bigger variety of patterns that you could pick. If you really are crazy about that flagstone look, you could do the look in an acrylic and not suffer all the other consequences we talked about earlier. So the acrylic is a good option. Cool deck is cool deck. You really can make it look good. Go over it, reseal it, retexture it, recolor it, and it can be made to look as good as it was the day it was installed in 1967.
How dark?
And that's as good as it's ever going to look as it did in 1967.
And you grew up in the 60s, right?
Yes, that's right.
You just don't remember anything. That's the old joke.
Yeah.
When it comes to color, when you talk about, you know, lighter colors, obviously is the way to go because they don't capture heat. How dark could you go? You don't want black pavers, but can you go a dark red paver? Could you go with a...
You can. Just know, the darker you go, the warmer the surface is going to be.
Just remember that. Keep your flip-flops handy, folks.
Absolutely. And we don't lay very much concrete anymore. Mm-hmm. In our hardscapes, in our sidewalks, in our driveways, we have pretty much converted all of those exterior surfaces to pavers. They're just more durable. There's no cracking. They started setting the trend 20 years ago as the product to use, and I think they are.
And they're easy. It's easy to repair a paver deck.
Oh man!
You know, I've got a driveway that was probably built the same time my house was built, and it's got some cracks in it.
Sure.
Obviously, if I have to repair it, got to break the whole thing up. Yep. And you got to put in a new one. But with pavers, you get two or three that are broken, you just pull them out and put new ones in.
You do. They make a special tool that slides in, and as you lift the handle, it clamps that particular paver, lifts it straight out, and you just drop another one right back in. And they don't color fade. Mm-hmm. So you can take one from storage and slip it in there, and it's not going to stand out or shout at you.
That's great.
So I'm a really, really big fan of the pavers, and the lighter, the better. And they even make them in an overlay paver, Gary. Mm-hmm. So if you want to overlay your back patio and then convert to a full thick paver for that transition area between the patio and the pool, you can do that. Wow. And it can all be one continuous surface.
So let's see, the winner here is pavers?
For me, the winner is pavers. Bellegarde is my favorite paver.
Yes.
But again, certified. Ancient stone made right there in Phoenix. The surface never gets to ambient temperature. That's pretty incredible.
That's great. By the way, if you ever have a question and a curiosity, whether it's pavers or paintbrushes or whatever the case may be, info@rosieonthehouse.com. It may be the most asked question of the week soon.